Previously on Crossroads.
I haven't seen my daughter for 2 days.
That's a special drink I have given you.
This isn't my body.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, madam. You're new here, aren't you? Unfortunately, I have come with problems, so I can only welcome you to the station with my problems.
That's what I'm here for. What's the problem?
There's a young woman who has been reported missing here. Her name is Raha. She was married to my late uncle. Now her mother is going around soiling my name, saying that I'm the one behind her disappearance. They are even demanding that I produce her.
Oh, that case. Do you have anything to do with the allegations?
Of course not. Madam, your name is?
Deputy Inspector Sifa.
Ah, nice name. Anyway, Deputy Inspector Sifa. I got it right, huh?
I asked if you have anything to do with the allegations.
I said, of course not, Inspector Sifa. She was my uncle's wife. What would I want to do with her? This is ridiculous. I am yet to recover from his death. Now they accuse me of something I know nothing about.
So what do you want?
Please get that old woman off my back. I don't want her going around causing defamation to my name. Tell her one is never guilty until proven.
You talk like a lawyer.
No, I'm actually a teacher. Not that different from lawyers, though. Teaching, I mean. And even lawyers have to pass through our hands first.
All right.
So will you follow it up, miss?
That case is being handled personally by Chief Inspector Tumbo himself.
Surely, you're a police officer too. You can do it.
I was ordered not to meddle with that case. The investigations are still on. So if you know you're innocent, go home and relax.
Thank you, Inspector. So, how long are you going to be based here? This is a tough, dull place. But if you need someone to show you around, just ask for Teacher Tim. They will direct you to me.
I am not a fun-loving person. Have
what
a good day, sir.
Teach that Mama Sweetie. I don't know what she's brewing these days. Maybe if I can just have a little what drink, everything will be all right.
Hey, Mama, where are you going? You have to report at the OB desk first.
Idiot, where am I going? I'm going to my office.
That's her. That's the woman who is accusing me of abducting her daughter.
I said you have a what? Abducted daughter? Me? What's wrong with everyone today?
Excuse me, madam. Do you have a problem?
Aha! They sent you here so that you can ask me whether I have a problem. That is why I told you to stay behind that desk. You can't deputize anyone. Female police woman, my deputy in this what rural station. Idiots.
Just who do you think you are to be calling me names?
You forget things that fast, and you just reported the other day. My name is Chief Inspector Tumbo, officer commanding this station. Kiganjo graduate. Several refresher courses in criminology and other what courses. That is who I am. Who is this man with you?
Oh my God, you see? She really is mad. 1 minute she accuses me of abducting her daughter. Now she claims she's Inspector Tumbo.
Madam, I don't know you, where you are from, or what disease has gotten into you. But one thing I do know is that if you don't get out of here, if you don't stop impersonating Inspector Tumbo, I will have you hauled off to the Mathare Mental Hospital to have your head examined.
Is that what they used to do in that what police station that you were in before they sent you here? You said you were in the what? Kabuge police. No wonder they kicked you out. But you are not going to bring your arrogance here. Idiot.
She just called you idiot.
Madam, I will count up to 10. If you're not out of here, you will find yourself in Mathare. 1, 2.
You see how crazy she is? You have to stop her from accusing me of stealing her daughter.
Now look here, madam. I understand you are under a terrible strain. But really, if you don't cut it out, I will have no choice.
You'll what? I'll have your badge. I'll throw you in jail myself.
Look here. Take a good look at yourself in the mirror. What do you see?
I see Mama Bahati? No!
Yes, dear. That's much better. Please go home. I'm sure your daughter will be home safe and sound soon.
Huh? This is not making sense anymore. To anyone, not even to me. I have to go.
Not all of us are crazy. Some of us can show you the better side of things.
Sir, I have already served you, and the last time I made it clear to you that you are free to leave.
Fine, good day then.
Tell these children of yours to shut up.
What am I supposed to do? You tell them to shut up. They're your children. All you can do is put up those legs that look like what weathered sugarcane on the table in front of your children. Mannerless idiot.
Mama Bat, you talk back to me like that. You are supposed to be at the market selling, not coming back home. What unsmokables did you smoke in the night?
I know what it looks like, but I'm not your simple
Enough
wife.
Enough of this. Make some godhead soup before I land on you. If it weren't for this hangover, I would have taught your mouth how to talk. Put lots of pepper in the soup. Maybe it will help me tame that mouth. By the way, I haven't forgotten about this morning. You didn't make me tea. You abused me. You wait.
Teach me what? Dare you try, idiot.
Talk back to me in front of my children. Me who bought you with 10 cows and 3 beehives full of live bees. Come here, woman. Take that. And this, you loud woman. These days your mouth is too fast. Faster than the poster motorbike. Get. Take that.
No. Okay, now. Okay, please. I'm sorry.
I can't stand this house. And you silly children, shut up. I'll be back in the evening. Prepare for round 2. That was just an appetizer.
Hey. Seriously, being a wife to that idiot of a man is tough. The beating he does is better than the way we were taught at Kiganjo Police Training School. But now, this body, I'm so weak. Am I really in a woman's body that I can't fight?
Aki, boy. This body, 9 months pregnant. I never felt this slow and heavy. No wonder that man does nothing but sit and sweat. That Mama Sweetie, if I had known this is what she meant when she said I would have the power to solve my problems, I might never have been so quick to take that drink.
Good morning, Inspector Tumbo.
Good morning.
I've made some tea for you. Here, sir, you look like you need it.
Thank you.
You wouldn't believe it, but a woman, this Mama Bahati, you know the one whose daughter is missing? She came in here earlier claiming that she was you.
What? Aki, boy. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I was here. I mean, she, what did she say?
Just as I said, that she was you. I think there was something wrong with her head. Are you all right, Inspector? You look a little pale.
I'm fine. Everything is fine. Yes, there must be something wrong with that good mama's head.
What was strange was that she seemed to know that I was from Kabuge. Did you tell anyone that I was from that station?
I said you are from?
I told you yesterday that I was posted here from Kabuge Police. In the city.
You told me? Oh, I remember now. But what are you doing at the OB desk? I thought as the deputy, one should have their own office.
Inspector Tumbo. Yesterday you told me to sit with the other constables and just be typing your work.
Whoa. Just get into the deputy's office and do your work from there. So, has anyone or have any cases been reported here today?
Tim Tabu came to report that Mama Bahati was harassing him and framing him as the one who abducted her daughter, Wan Raha Bahati.
Oh, that case of the lost daughter. Aki woy, poor girl. Please, get the file and start working on the investigation immediately. We must find that young woman.
But sir, yesterday you instructed me to keep off that case since you were personally handling it.
Huh? Really? I must have been confused. You take up that matter. The first suspect should be her in-laws. They may have forcibly inherited her.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Exactly. You know, as women, we should be sympathetic to such cases.
Sir, anything the matter?
What?
You just said we as women.
Oh, Aki, boy. I meant we should treat such cases with priority. Anyway, you go on patrol while I finish working on my desk. When you come back, start on Raha's case.
Yes, sir. But sir, your office is on that side.
Huh? Woy. Not to worry at all. I was just taking a walk. Come on, out. You should have started your patrols.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mama Bahati. Or should I say Inspector Tumbo. What have you gotten yourself into?
Thank you. Hey, Inspector Sifa, where are you going? Care for a ride?
No, thank you. I'm patrolling.
Patrolling, aye? But you're barely 3 days in this village. You don't know the area.
That is why I'm a police officer. When we barely know things, our work is to find them out. We don't know who stole something, so our work is to find who did and arrest the person. The same way, it's my duty to get to know this place.
Wow, such a nice sense of humor. Maybe there's a comedy class in the police college.
Very funny.
Ah, sorry. Sometimes I make stale jokes. Hey, since we seem to be heading the same direction, hop on. I can give you a ride.
No, I'm okay.
Just a lift. Something good to a good police officer. You won't do any harm.
I said I'm okay. What part of it don't you understand?
I mean no harm.
If you mean no harm, then stop pushing.
Okay, maybe a few more days in this boring town and you realize the importance of a lift. Have a good time. I have to rush back to class. Are you sure you're fine walking?
You know, I don't mean to be rude, but this village is really something. My boss comes and contradicts what he told me yesterday. He doesn't even seem to remember his office. And now you don't even seem to remember that a minute ago he said, I don't want a lift. No, thank you.
Okay, okay. Goodbye. I guess we'll be seeing a lot of you around, Inspector Sifa. Have I offended you? Okay, I can take a hint. Goodbye.
Akiwoi, give me a moment as I finish typing today's report.
Hi, sweetie. Long time. Ooh, I miss sitting on these laps. Our katumbo hasn't grown any bigger, I can't see.
Young lady, please get off my lap and keep your hands to yourself. Sit over there.
Cut the crap, Tumbo. You always say I'm sexy like this. Is it this the way you like it? You are afraid the new policewoman might barge in on us? Okay, I'll lock the door.
Don't. This is a public office.
But these are private moments. Why didn't you come last night to the bar as we agreed? You kept me waiting.
Please, take your hands off my shoulders. You're making me uncomfortable.
Tumbo, what has gotten into you? This is me, Tausi. Hello, you are super sweet sugar. Hey!
Okay. What is the problem?
The problem? The problem is that I'm getting the feeling that you want to dump me, Tumbo. You're just coming up with the excuse to dump me.
This is an official working hour. There are people outside waiting to be served.
You see? No, you don't even have time for me. Too busy for me, yeah? You make me pregnant and suddenly I have people waiting to be served. I don't care. I want to be served too. Right here, right now, give me some money.
Akiwoi, a young girl like you, pregnant, you look barely 15.
Now you think I'm young? Give me the money. They said it will cost only 10,000.
What will cost 10,000?
The abortion, of course. You told me I have to go to the village woman and get rid of this baby.
Akiwoi, please, let's talk about this again.
What? You are the one who told me I must get rid of it.
Forget what I told you, Tausi. You are a nice, sweet girl. I wouldn't want you to lose your life or get into dangerous situations over something like this.
Okay, sweetie. I need some pocket money then.
Can we arrange this later?
All right. The usual place, 10 o'clock tonight. If you bounce me again, I'll go straight to your wife. Imagine what people will think of you, a married police boss impregnating a Form 2 girl.
Usual place?
The bar, Baba Tumbo. You're getting too old. You seem to be forgetting things. Maybe a kiss would make you feel better.
Later, my dear, later. Hey, stop.
Now. You smell nice today in such a neat uniform. I hope it's not that pretty new deputy treating you nice now that I'm pregnant. It can't be your wife anyway that I know. See ya.
Akiwoye. Now, why did Tumbo get involved in such a thing?
She said that.
Hey, Tumaini. Do you hear what they are saying there? What's that? Listen.
African Union Protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights on the Rights of Women in Africa. The document, commonly known as the AU Protocol on Women's Rights. Activists say the protocol is a key document in the fight for gender equality. They say it will go a long way towards ensuring women's rights are upheld. More on that.
She talks like all our problems are solved now that there's some new law. Tell me, sister, will your husband exchange his fist for a bouquet of flowers when he hears about this?
Imagine blue flowers instead of blue eyes. What is this African Union thing, right? We do have rights. The problem isn't that they are no laws.
They are useless.
A few shillings solve any problem.
And speaking of useless
and corrupt.
Good morning, my sisters.
Good morning, Inspector Tumbo.
Tumaini, Tukutendereza. Come. There's something I need to tell you.
What is it, Inspector Tumbo? I'm a widow still in my mourning period, you know.
Quick, you don't understand. Come.
Okay, give me a minute while I give this customer her change.
I will be under the mango tree. See you.
Hey, what has happened to that big Tumbo today? Calling us sisters in such a nice manner. Hey, I know he wants a bribe from you to Maini.
And the way we have sold only a few oranges, but wonders we never cease. Today he showered. He's not his sweating self.
Ama, he's after you. You know how he is with girls.
Me? I'll never get another man. Baba Johnny was the only one for me. And even in death, no one replaces him.
Hey, you're just saying that. You see there, that Tumbo is looking at you. He even was polite today, hugging you, pretending to be greeting you.
You saw the way he pecked your cheeks, etikutu tendereza.
Well, stop those scandals. If my clown was to hear you, let me go see what he has in mind. Yes, Mr. Tumbo, what is it?
Hey, Tumaini, it's me.
Of course, I can see it's you, Mr. Tumbo, just a bit tidy and respectful.
Tumaini, it worked. It is me, Mama Bahati. The magic drink worked. I'm now in the chief's body.
Huh?
Haki woi. I was even able to start the investigation to my daughter's disappearance.
Hey, you are in a man's body. Stop hugging me. People will wonder what I'm doing with you.
Haki woi. It's hard. I keep forgetting who I am. Anyway, I hope the magic lasts until I find my daughter.
Do you feel different as a man?
Of course. Hey, imagine all my weight has moved from my chest to my belly. Hey, a man's body is a funny thing, so unbalanced. And at the police station, I didn't even know Tumbo's office. Kwanza, his office. Hey, that man. You'd think it's a minister's office. Maybe it's the bribes. A carpet, a huge sofa, a red telephone, a TV.
No wonder he never works. I mean, no wonder you never work.
Me? Aki, you can tell me that, and you know we are always the first ones in the market. That Tumbo. He's cheated a very young girl. She must be no older than 15. He's moving with her.
Ati, what? Disgusting.
I know. She came to the station today. She was all over me, wanting to sit on my lap, asking for money. Tumaini, Tumbo has gotten her pregnant.
What?
Yes, so I said to her, Tausi, think
you
about...
You said what?
Tausi, think
Tausi?
About...
Tausi?
Yes, Tumaini, what's the matter?
Nothing. I can't believe that girl. She's barely started high school. Anyway, what do I expect with her staying with the Changa Selinanti?
Never mind about that girl. What's Tumbo gotten himself into?
You are Tumbo now. You better keep on remembering that.
Aki woi. How do I solve that? Don't tell anyone. Promise?
Promise.
Promise?
Promise. But you really look funny in a man's body.
Hey, birds of the same feather flock together. Tumaini, you say that you come to the market to sell, but all you do is giggle with the police chief.
What is it that you want? You're already drunk. Did you wake up in a drum of Changa?
Where is my wife? Aha, Inspector Tumbo. Let me just report this to you so that no one says I didn't do anything. My wife has gone mad. In the morning, she woke up and called me idiot, refused to cook me breakfast, and said that she was you. Yet you call me drunkard. Who is drunk? Me or her?
Woi, will you be able to walk home the way you are staggering?
I had to take a drink. Everyone is saying she has gone mad. So don't blame me for that. In the afternoon, she came home and started to fight me. Now again, she's not home. I don't know where she is.
I'm sure you'll find her.
When I see her, I will teach her a lesson. People will think a tractor ran over her.
Boy, how it feels to be married to such a brutal man.
Today, that Tumbo will know exactly how it feels.
Hey, Mama Tony. Now that is really hilarious.
That's Sifa. She's such a tough lady. What was Tim thinking trying to make a pass at a police officer?
But can a woman really be a good policewoman? How can you deal with the dangerous people we have around? You need to make powerful decisions in such cases.
Eish, haven't you heard what they said about Article 9 of the African Union Protocol on Women's Rights? Women should not be discriminated against when they seek political and decision-making processes.
Mama Toni, like the market women said, those laws don't work for people like us.
What are you saying? Isn't the local chief a woman? Doesn't she make the right decisions? Like that case where your shamba was just about to be stolen by that man.
Oh, no one messes with our chief. I hear she'll stand as an MP in the next election.
You see? You should read the protocol I gave you. Article 13 says our governments have to put laws to ensure women are not discriminated or exploited when seeking employment. And that includes sexual harassment, like that Tumbo trying to say Sifa can't work because she's a woman. Yo Mercy, isn't she now a senior manager at the bank?
Oh, she is.
By the way, these cakes, everyone is asking for one.
I was just about to tell you that we should start selling them. Mama Toni, Mercy was saying for their wedding we will provide the cakes.
Toni hasn't told me of any marriage yet. Or they will let me know when they announce it on radio. These children. Too much drama just like this radio play itself.
Oh, I know. Next week they should tell us if Sifa will actually solve the case of the lost Raha. Then we shall see if she is really as tough as she talks.
Next week in the continuing drama of Crossroads.
David, what are you doing here?
I can explain.
Explain?
Will Mama Bahati continue to stay in the market among women? Will Inspector Sifa succeed in finding Raha, despite the relatives insisting they are not responsible? Listen to the next episode of Crossroads to find out.
Peace out.